Welcome to this beginner lesson on building an intro stack for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12. In this one, we're making a drum and bass intro that feels alive, messy in a good way, and full of character without just turning into random noise. The big idea is simple. Instead of trying to write a whole arrangement all at once, we stack a few focused elements on top of each other. Think chopped rag of vocal phrases, break edits, bass stabs, WFX, and a filtered drum groove. That combination gives you an intro that has energy, attitude, and a clear path into the drop. This approach is especially useful in the edits world, because edits are all about momentum and contrast. You want the intro to set the mood fast, hint at the drop, and still stay mixable. So the goal here is not maximum layers, the goal is controlled chaos. Busy enough to feel exciting, clean enough to work. Let's start by setting up the project. Open arrangement view and create a clean intro section at the top of your timeline. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range, around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic rag-infused pressure, 174 is a solid place to land. Then create a simple track layout, drums, break, vocal chops, bass tees, effects, and atmosphere. Keeping things organized early matters more than people think. In drum and bass, decisions happen fast, and a tidy session helps you build faster and avoid overstacking. If you're starting from clips in session view, just drag or record them into arrangement view so you can shape the full 32-bar arc clearly. Now let's build the break foundation. Choose a classic break or a chop drum loop and place it across the first 8 bars. If it feels too busy, use Simpler or the Clip Editor to trim tiny sections and make it more controlled. A really good beginner move is to split the break on strong snare and ghost note moments. Duplicate a short 1-bar or 2-bar phrase, and then remove one or two hits every 4 bars. That tiny change is enough to keep the groove moving. For cleanup, put EQ8 on the break and high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. Then use Drum Bus to add a little drive and punch, and a light compressor if you want some glue. Keep it subtle. We're not smashing the life out of it, just giving it shape. Why does this work? Because in DNB, break edits create motion without needing a full, busy drum program right away. The listener hears swing, life, and momentum. That's the pulse of the intro. Now we add the rag of vocal chop stack, which is really the personality of the whole thing. Import a rag of vocal phrase or a few short vocal hits. Keep them short and rhythmic. We want call and response, not a full vocal performance over the whole intro. Chop the vocal into 4 to 8 little pieces and place them so they answer the drums. For example, you might put a vocal hit on beat 3 of bar 1, another phrase after the snare in bar 2, a short echo tail in bar 4, and a bigger phrase before the transition at bar 8. That gives the intro an MC-style conversation with the drums. If you want to shape the vocals, use Simpler in slice mode for triggering hits, EQ8 to cut low end below about 120 to 180 Hz, and auto filter to slowly open the sound over time. Echo is a great choice here too, especially with 1/4 or 3/8 timing for dub style repeats. If the vocal gets too sharp, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If it feels thin, don't over-EQ it. Let the break carry the body. At this point, think like a producer and like a teacher at the same time. The vocal should act like percussion and character. It should punctuate the groove, not sit on top of it like a full verse. Next, we create the bass tees. This is important. In the intro, bass should hint, not fully arrive. If you reveal too much too soon, the drop loses impact. So use Waveeditable, Operator, or even a resampled bass clip to create a simple teaser. A 1 or 2 note pattern is enough. Keep it low and mid-low, and filter off the top end so it stays hidden. On auto-filter, start the cutoff around 150 to 300 Hz. Add a little saturator with soft clip-on and maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. If needed, use utility to keep the bass mono down low. If you're using Waveeditable, a saw or square-based patch works nicely. Keep movement subtle. Small filter movement, light to tune, maybe a slow LFO if you need it. The goal is not to show off the sound design. The goal is to imply a bigger bass line that's waiting to hit later. In a darker intro, bass can do one of two jobs. It can ghost the drop bass with a restrained version, or it can answer the vocal with short hits and leave space for the drums. Either way, leave the sob energy for the drop. Now let's add atmosphere and dub-style effects, because this is where the intro starts to feel cinematic. Bring in a quiet atmosphere layer, like vinyl noise, field texture, tape hiss, rain, or a washed-out pad. Keep it low in the mix. Then add a few FX moments, a reverse cymbal into bar 9 or 17, a dub echo hit on a vocal shout, a short impact before the drop, or a small riser into the final 8 bars. This is a great place to use return tracks. Make one return with reverb and another with echo. Send the vocal chops and FX hits there instead of putting reverb on every individual track. That keeps the mix cleaner and gives you a shared space that ties everything together. Also, high pass your atmospheres around 200 to 400 Hz, so they don't clutter the low end. In DNB, the low end has to stay disciplined or the whole intro gets muddy fast. Now let's talk about phrasing, because this is where the arrangement starts to feel intentional. Build the intro in 4-bar chunks. That way, every section adds something without overwhelming the listener. For example, bars 1 to 4 might be break loop plus vocal seed. Bars 5 to 8 might add FX echo and a small percussion hit. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in the bass tees. Bars 13 to 16 might remove one drum layer and let the vocal reply. Then bars 17 to 20 add more atmosphere and a stronger drum edit. Bars 21 to 24 raise the automation. Bars 25 to 28 give you a fill, stop, or halftime tease. And bars 29 to 32 are your tension peak into the drop. This is a classic DNB move because listeners and DJs feel changes in 4s and 8s. If the structure is clear, the chaos feels musical instead of random. Automation is what really turns the loop into an intro. Focus on a few simple moves. Open the vocal filter gradually from around 300 Hz up to maybe 2 to 4 kHz. Increase echo feedback slightly in the last 2 bars before the drop. Raise atmosphere volume by a small amount over 8 bars. Open the bass filter just before the drop. And in the final bar, pull the break down a little to make space. A really strong beginner trick is to create a moment of negative space. Remove the kick for half a bar. Leave only the vocal delay tails and some noise, and let the drop hit right after. That tiny gap makes the drop feel much bigger without adding anything extra. Since this is an edits lesson, the intro should feel edited, not looped. So make little changes to the drum pattern every 4 or 8 bars. Add a 1-bar fill, a ghost snare pickup, a missing kick, or a quick reverse snare into a vocal stab. You can duplicate a drum clip, remove 1 or 2 hits, add a rim shot or a small percussion replacement, and use that edited version later in the intro. Even a small edit like that makes the arrangement feel intentional. If needed, put the drum bus through drum bus for warmth, glue compressor with gentle settings for cohesion, and EQ8 to trim any boxy low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. Again, subtlety wins here. As you approach the end of the intro, start clearing space. The last 4 bars should feel leaner, not bigger. That's a common beginner mistake, trying to build energy by adding more and more. In reality, the strongest drop setup often comes from removing a layer or two and letting what remains feel more powerful. Pull back the atmosphere. Let the vocal echo out. Keep the drums lean. Leave the bass tease as the final clue. If you want a snare roll or riser, use it only if it supports the groove. Before you finish, do a quick mix check. Make sure the sub and kick are not fighting. Keep the low end mono, especially below 120 Hz. Tame harsh vocal or cymbal frequencies if they poke out too much. And use utility on bass tracks if you need to lock the low end center. A good intro should feel exciting, but still leave headroom for the drop. If it's already overcrowded before the drop, the impact will get weakened. A few common mistakes to avoid: adding too many layers too early, leaving the vocal too loud or too long, making the bass intro too huge, repeating the break without edits, washing out the mix with too much effects, or failing to create a clear drop setup. If something feels messy, remove a layer. If something feels empty, add one focused FX hit. Balance is the game. Here are a few pro-style reminders. Keep the sub implied, not exposed. Use call and response between vocal and drums. Add grit with restraint. Keep bass mono and let higher echoes and textures go wide. Automate small changes, because in darker DNB the tiniest movement often creates the biggest tension. And think like a DJ. The intro should be mixable, phrased clearly, and useful in a set. If you want to practice this quickly, try a 16-bar version. Set your tempo, add one break loop, edit at least 2 hits every 4 bars, import one reggae vocal phrase and chop it into a few short hits, add a bass tease with only 1 or 2 notes, send the vocal chops to echo on a return track, and automate the vocal filter, so it opens gradually over 8 bars. Then in bars 13 to 16, remove one drum element and add a short fill into the downbeat. If it feels like a real intro arc instead of just a loop, you're doing it right. So the big takeaway is this: the intro stack approach is a fast, musical way to build rag-infused DNB chaos in Ableton Live 12. Stack a few focused elements, shape them in 4-bar phrases, keep the sub reserved, use vocal chops as rhythm, Edit the break so it evolves, automate filters and sends, and leave space before the drop so the impact lands harder. If you can make the intro feel alive, controlled, and mix-ready, you're already thinking like a proper DNB editor.